Sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 13 Mbimbitho 2020 ngu Chris Gande endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ngisilindawo lapho kungafikela khona umuntu obulawa yimkhuhlane lo wile uthiwa yikorona. Kodwa ngokubona kwethu uyavikeleka andibazimisele andi yonke into efunakalayo ikhona. Sesize sifisa ukuthi ngabe zonke izibhedlela even ezileminye imkhuhlane ezinje.
Abo mkhankaso owe present danger hashtag coronavirus Zimbabwe campaign bathi uhulumende kethule umthetho wokuba manzonzo komumo wezempila kahle elizweni o national state of emergency.
Ningi ngempela uqinisile upresident esesiku achivile ngokukhuluma nje kuphela. Uyazi ukuthi lize lethu bekuhlala kuliwa ngeze politiki kuliwe kuze kulimale kufa abantu. Khonoko nje ukuthi siyakwazi ukuhlala phansi singamaqembu ahlukeneyo sihlale phansi sixoxe iachievement on its own.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uhlangana labakhokheli bamabandla amancane akumanyano wePollard Estate House. Kuwoza Friday kuliviki silejaha elisakhulayo elipheka libuye njalo licule umdumo wakulezinsuku owehouse music umncedisi moyo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Abomkhankaso wokulwisana lokusabalala kwegciwane le-coronavirus owe present danger hashtag coronavirus Zimbabwe campaign bakhuthaza uhulumende ukuba ethule umthetho wokumamanzonzo komumo wezempilakahle elizweni we-national state of emergency phansi kwemizamo yokuvimba ukuthelelanwa kwegciwane le-coronavirus eseliyingozi emazweni amaningi omhlaba. Mavis Gama usethulela lolu daba eseHarare.
Abomkhankaso we-present danger hashtag coronavirus Zimbabwe campaign baveze lokhu emhlanganweni lethathele izindaba owenzelwe e-media center lapho abaveze ukukhathazeka kwabo ngokuphatheka kwahulumende kumalungiselelo okuvimba ingozi engehlela ilizwe yaleli gciwane le-coronavirus. Omunye wamalunga la unkosazana Esther Wongayizimudzi ulandisa kabanzi ngale nkuthazo yabo kuhulumende.
Other countries, including the China, they've now stopped planes leaving out the country. So similarly,
abakwamanye amazwe okubalisa eChina kabasavumeli indizamchina ukuphuma lokungena emazweni abo. Ngokufanayo kasimelanga njengelizwe sibe lokho siyekethisa kulolu dawo. Kunje sike saba lesehlakalo salowana muntu okubikwa wabaleka isibhedlela seWilkins waziphumela nje. Wayevela ngaphi lo muntu? Wayevela kwele Thailand. Kungani sibavumela laba bantu bengena kulele? Sekumele uhulumende athathe amanyathelo alukhuni ukuthi anelise ukulondoloza impila kahle yezizwalane zakhe. Iqiniso yokuba kasilakho okwaneleyo kokuze nqabela kulolu dubu.
To put a lid on it, and it was just in one constituency. What more now of corona?
Kodwa uhulumende weZimbabwe uthi useyenze konke okusemandleni akhe ukulungiselela ukusabalala kwaleli gciwane ngendlela yokusibanga esiphezulu. Umphathintambo ogatsha lwezempilakahle uDr. Obadiah Moyo ulandisa ngamalungiselelo abo besebenzisana labezinye ingatsha zikahulumende ezigoqela olubona ngendaba zasekhaya ukulondoloza imingcele. Abekomiti ekhangela udaba lwezempilakahle edalele ePhalamende basanda kwethekelela esilindweni sendizamchina eseRobert Gabriel Mugabe International Airport lasesibhedlela seWilkins Infectious Hospital eHarare uyazibonela isimo samalungiselelo okwenqabela ukusabalala kwecoronavirus elaziwa njalo ngokuthi COVID-19. Umgcini sihlalo wale komiti uDr. Ruth Labode ugcizelele ukuba ngempela uzilungiselele ngokwaneleyo uhulumende ukulondoloza uzulu nxa lingasabalala leli gciwane eZimbabwe.
Sebelungisile indawo lapho kungafikela khona umuntu obulawa yimkhuhlane lo wile uthiwa yikorona. Kodwa ngokubona kwethu uyavikeleka andibazimisele andi yonke into efunakalayo ikhona sesize sifisa ukuthi ngabe zonke izibhedlela even ezileminyi imkhuhlane ezinje
eleZimbabwe libikwa lidinga izigidi ezedlula ezinhlanu zamadola emelika 5.2 million ukuze lenelise ukulungiselela ngokugcweleyo ukuvimba ukusabalala kwegciwane leCOVID-19 kunje abe Global Fund sebethembise ukupha eleZimbabwe izigidi ezingamachuma amabili lanhlanu zamadola emelika 25 million yokusebenzisa kulolu hlelo ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumevis Gama
Siyabonga Mavis lokhu sikudaba lunye ababili abacatshangelwa ukuthi bebengaba legcikwane le coronavirus kobulawayo babikwa betholakale bemsulwa ababili laba bathiwa babulawa ngumvimbano nje kuphela kodwa kwamakhelwane eSouth Africa inani labatholakele belegcikwane leli lokhu liqansa selizela yafika kumachumi amabili lane i24 Kuzwekazi le-Afrika sokulamazwe alichumi lasitshiya kalombili 18 aselabantu abatholakale belegcikwane leli. Kulamazwe athi Kenya, Ethiopia, Sudan leGini asanda kuba labatholakale belegcikwane leli. Kwele Canada, unkosikazi wenhloko kahulumende unkosikazi Sophie Trudeau utholakale elegcikwane leli. Okubangele ukuba umkakhe umnumzana Justin Trudeau azivalele lapho angasoze athintane khona labantu. Kuthi ngapha kwele Melika izikolo sezivaliwe njengendlela yokuvimba ukumemetheka kwegcikwane leli. Kwele Italy osekule nani eliphezulu kulele China ekuthelelaneni leli gcikwane kulabantu abedlula phose amakhulu amabili 189. Abatholakale belegcikwane leli kusukela izolo kuphela. Kwele Ngilandi, imidlalo enguqu yesigaba se-Premier League isidluliselwe phambili kumhlaka 4 wenyanga ezayo ngenxa yegcikwane leli. Okudanisa abanye eZimbabwe ukuthi akulalwazi olupheleleyo ngokuqhamuka kwegcikwane leli. Sixoxe lomgcini isihlalo wenhlanganiso yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association umnumzana Ambrose Bindi othi ulwazi alukho ngaleli gcikwane.
Well, okokuqala abantu nje indaba lithe ifika abantu bengathi hayi bayizwa kodwa nje abakulandaba layo kakhulu. Kodwa ngokunanzelela indlela esibikwa ngayo sekulandela ama statistics njalo sinavela abantu abangabantu abathanda lo mdlalo lo wenguqu. Babukela lapha kuma omabona kude ukuthi kulama game asekhanselwa manje asedlalwa uMT Stadium abantu bekhaza ukuthi hayi babona indaba lasho indaba elula and abanye sebeze bekhuluma lapha ongeza lapha ku social media bethi hayi kungani ngono labantu uhulumende afaka umthetho ukuthi engxenye abantu bekwavote ukuthi kube labantu abangena abavela kwezindawo lathi abeZimbabwe ke sibaleke ukuba siphuma siya kwezindawo Yimkhumbulo yonke leyo buya abantu sebeze kwaye nge thread sokuthi kabi thread leyo nezasifatha njani nje izaletha abantu abavela emazweni lawo yalabo China oItaly obani bani abantu abantu ngathi hayi kade sebe sethukathile babo ngiyomkhuhlaka zomkhuhlana okudlala
manje zikhona yini indawo ezingabapha ulwazi lokubana bayenze njani kakhulu nxa umuntu kumbe ezithola ekhwehlela okungajayelekanga lokunye kunjalo ecabangela ukuthi kungaba kuligcikwane leli zikhona yini indawo ezilolwazi lonono
owakathesi ngibona ungathi kulapha esingathi thina uhulumende wethu ehlile kakhona ngoba akula sibili umuntu asibabona abantu abahamba lapha kuma communities abahamba kuZulu bebafundisa ngoba indlela sokusuka lapho sofayela ngathi kuba lawo le team ephumayo ihamba ebantwini ihamba ihlanganisa abantu ingene emabadleni emachurch lapha itshela abantu ukuthi abantu bangenzani kube bananzela inqamo kuhlala ukuthi abenze kodwa ke siyakunanzela ikhono okwathi kubone yebo kambe siyezwa abaminisa nxa bezicocela nje esikhathi senyuzwa ukuthi hayi kule ndabeni kodwa sibili community kathesi hayi akula muntu ongakutshela ukuthi into ebambekayo ngalo mkhuhlane kuyinje ukuthi kumbe nxa usicabangela wenzeni akukacaci so ke engxenye singathi uhulumende kulapho kule gap khona wakathesi
Hello ke umnumzana Ambrose Bindi umgcini isihlalo wenhlanganiso yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association ubekhuluma le Studio 7 ecingweni ekhona le kobulawayo
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave la ku short wave 6175
la ku 7255 ekseni kusukela ngo 6 kusiya ngo 7. Kuthi ke ntambama kusukela ngo 8 kusiya ngo 9. Sitholakala ku 909 medium wave, la ku short wave 4930 13860 la ku 15460 kHz. Ku live talks tholakala ku short wave ku 4930 13860 la ku 15460 kHz. Kusukela ngo 8 kusiya ngo 9 ntambama.
Umahluli omkhulu elizweni uChief Justice Luke Malaba usesole ukungagqitshwa kokwakhiwa komthethwandaba kamanje oyeGwanda Provincial Magistrate Court oseleminyaka engamachumi phose amabili usakhiwa. UMalaba ubeseGwanda lamhlanje ukuzozibonela ngokwakhe ukuqhubeka kwalomsebenzi. UAlbert Ncube usiphalo ludaba ngokugcweleyo eseGwanda.
UMalaba bephathwe ngumphathi ntambo ezomthetho uMnumzana Ziyambi Ziyambi kanye lowentuthuko yezabelo uMnumzana July Moyo bezobona okwenzakalayo kulomthethwandaba oqala ukwakhiwa ngomnyaka ka-2004 kodwa kuze kube lalamuhla awukapheli. Ekhuluma ngemva komhlangano obungavunyelwa intatheli zindaba, uMalaba uveze ukudana okukhulu ezithi sekumele kuthathwe inyathelo elizadala ukuthi lesi sakhiwo siphele. UMalaba othuke wavakatshelwa kulesi sakhiwo kabili nyakenye ngemva kokuba inkampani ye-Mutual Construction eyiyo eqhathiweyo ukuyenza lo msebenzi iphiwe imali yokwakha kodwa uyamangala ukuthi akulo sekuthe kwenziwa.
This then became a cause of grave concern to the Judicial Service Commission, particularly in view of the magnitude of the building and also in view of its significance as a means of providing access to justice to the people. Therefore, it is important that a decision be made as to the way forward.
Lokho kwasikhathaza kakhulu thina ababona ngomthetho. Ikakhulu nxa sikhangelele lesi sakhiwo esingaka. Njalo lokuthi siqhakatheke kangakanani ekwethulweni komthetho. Kungakho kuqhakathekile ukuthi sithathe inyathelo sesiya phambili.
Unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso yezakhamizi eGwanda, uMnumzana Bekezela Matumafuzwayo, uthi ziningi inhlelo uhulumende engakazigqibi kulesi sabelo.
Ukuthi silama projects amileyo anjengeGwanda Polytech iJoshua Mqaboko elweqhasa ukwakhiwa ngo iOld Site ngo 83 namuhle new site lokho kungilimila ama crane akwenziwa lutho ikhotena leyana sizifuna ukuqaliswa kutsha akwenziwa lutho ibridge likaMthabezi kalenziwa lutho singabala ama project egovernment wonke eGwanda mileyo maningi kakhulu.
UMnumzana Thandeko Zintimkandla wayengumeya wedolobho leGwanda uthi bekungadingakali ukuthi uMalaba liqula lakhe basuke khona lesigodlweni bezobona isakhiwo esingakapheli.
Okuswelakalayo ngabantu abazokwakha, sifuna ukubona abantu bebuya bezokwakha hathi bezobuka nje engathi ngama-tourists. Indaba ye-tourism kuhulumende kayipheli, kakwenziwe izinto kungabe kukhulunywa ngazo. Abantu bezobuka nje engathi ngabantu ababukela impophoma zasefolosi kumbe amanxiwa waseZimbabwe. Kangiboni ukuthi kuza kwabo kuyanceda ngani. Kuyanceda ngokudla imadlana yona leyo khona. Leyo mali ngabe kudingizamende London isakhiwo saphela. Sikhathele ngabantu abakhuluma ngomlomo bengenzi lutho.
UMnumzana Stanley Madam Mombe, umqondisi we-Mutual Construction layo obesemhlanganweni waseGwanda namhlanje, akathandanga ukukhuluma le ntatheli zindaba esithi sivumelwano asibhalelana lo rhulumente asimvumeli. UMalaba ugcine esithi bazahlala phansi loyakhayo baphumele sinqumo kusasa ukuze umsebenzi uqhubeke. Uziyambilayo uveze ukukhathazeka esithi kuyamangalisa ukwenzakala eGwanda ngoba kwabanye amadolobha afana leChinoyi umsebenzi ofanayo uyaqhubeka kuhle. Lo mthethwandaba ukhangelelwe ukunceda kakhulu ekuthonisweni kwamacala ngokuphangisa lapho uthe waphela. Ngimele umsakazi weStudio 7 ngisemajawundeni eGwanda, Albert Ncube.
Elingakhohlwa uhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk lapho esixoxa khona ngomkhuhlane we coronavirus. thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Ngesikhangele esivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane, abebutho lakwele Melika babikwa behlasele endaweni egcina izikhali kwele Iraq lamhlanje madabukakusa, bephindisela ukuhlaselwa okuze okuke kwenziwa inkamba zomanyano webutho elikhokhelwa yiMelika ngabeqembu labahlamuki abasekwele Iraq abe Iran. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lamuhla uhlangane labakhokheli bamabandla amancane akumanyano wePollard Estate House, lapho athe khona inkulumo phakathi kwakhe lenkokheli yamabandla la sezilethe inguquko enengi elizweni. Umnangagwa uthe yinto ejabulisayo njalo eqakathekileyo ukuthi kube lokukhulumisana phakathi kwamabandla ezombusazwe, kudingwe indlela zokulungisisa umnotho welizwe lokunye okuhluphayo. Inkokheli yamabandla amancane engene emhlangano lo igoqela umholi we-MDCT unkosazana Thokozani Khuphe labanye. Umkhokheli webandla le-MDC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa yena wala ukungena kunkulumo leze esithi ngamadlwane. Untungameli Nkomo Studio 7 uxoxe lelunga lebandla likaChamisa umnumzana Edwin Dlovu yena othi uMnangagwa kumele akhulumisane loChamisa ngoba nxa ezimisele ukulungisisa udaba lweZimbabwe.
Akula kuvumelana laye ukuthi athi kunengi asebekwenzile beyinhlanganiso yePollard. Umgabe esaphila wake wasihleka nje senza ihlaya ngathi amabandla aphikisayo esithi yena ungahlanganisa u-0 plus 0 ekugcineni impendulo yabe lokho engu-0. Amazwi akhe nala aphendula-ke umntana wakhe uMnangagwa nguye amtshela umbuso ukuthi-ke inhlanganiso yabo yePollard amabandla abahlangana labo kuhlanganisela lona lezanu phefe likaMnangagwa yi-0 plus 0 kuzaphuma u-0 njenge-ansa ikhonomi angeke bayenelise ukuthi bayivuselele nje ngabantu abadlalayo-ke angeke bayikwanise ikhonomi. Yikho sithi hhayi ngu-0 plus 0 kakutshintshi luto, akula kuningi asebekwenzile. Ikanti okuningi asebekwenzile yikudiliza ngoba ama-resources amalutshwane eZimbabwe nala bayasebenzisa-ke bendawonye betshona bexoxa-ke befida-ke inhlanzi emapulazini, akula nto ibambekayo esingathi Pollard siyenze.
Kuyini uMnangagwa amele akwenze ukuze kube le nkulumo eziletha utshintsho eZimbabwe?
UMnangagwa okumele akwenze yikuthi-ke abize umkhokheli webandla eliphikisayo le-MDC Alliance-ke umongameli uChamisa, bahlale phansi bakhulumisane bavumelane ukuthi yebo kambe ndoda waqilibezela kodwa i-economy angeke wenelise ukuthi uyiqilibezele. Bavumelane-ke ukuthi kukhulunyiswane ngoba into enkulu esilimazayo elizweni yindaba yelegitimacy ukuthi khona laba bantu akumelanga babe khona phana, labo bayamangala ukuthi bafike njani. Osekumele kwenzakale kabize uChamisa bahlale phansi, nxa esesaba ukukhuluma laye yedwa kabize-ke uThabo Mbeki-ke umngani wabo kuZanu PF babuye bazokhuluma udaba lokuthi kulungisiswe indaba-ke yokukhokhela ilizwe esingathi yi-governance. Bangakulungisisa khona lokho ezinye izinto eziningi zizalandela, njalo baningi abantu abale expertise eziningi-ke kwi-economy abanjengabotendayibiti abazancedisa ukuthi umnotho welizwe uvuke njani.
Alo-ke ngumnumzana Edwin Dlovu, ilunga le-MDC ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa, ubexoxa ecingweni lontungameli Nkomo weStudio 7. Untungameli uphinde waxoxa njalo lesikhulumeli somanyano wePollard umnumzana Khalipani Phukeni yena othi uMnangagwa uqinisile ukuthi kuningi asebekufezile kunkulumo zabo.
Kuningi ngempela uqinisile upresident esesiku-achivile ngokukhuluma nje kuphela. Uyazi ukuthi ilizwe lethu bekuhlala kuliwa ngezepolitiki, kuliwe kuze kulimale kufa abantu. Khonokho nje ukuthi siyakwazi ukuhlala phansi singamaqembu ahlukeneyo sihlale phansi sixoxe yi-achievement on its own. kodwa ungabheka last week noma last week but one umongameli weBotswana ukhulumile ngayi Pollard wathi into yokuqala ngempela emhlabeni njalo into ejabulisa kakhulu. Khonoko kuchaza ukuthi sesibonise umhlaba wonke ukuthi ngemva kokhetho siyakwazi ukuhlala phansi sixoxisane. IZimbabwe ke uyakwazi ukuthi ibe isolated for a long time, especially with international community. Kuningi ke sikwenzayo, uzokwazi ukuthi ngikhuluma nawe nje bekumele ukuthi ngabe mhla ka-20 siyehla lapho eWashington sizoxoxisana nabo congressmen ngama-sanctions afakwe eZimbabwe, kodwa ngenxa ye-coronavirus sidifeyiwe for later date leyo trip.
Kodwa abantu abaningi bathi lidlala amadlwane lezanu, akulalutho elilwenzayo.
Vele kanti bangathini msakazi, ngoba phela bona iprogram yabo uhlelo labo ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe bemele bahlupheke kakhulu, maze behlupheke kakhulu bese kwenzeka ukuthi mebe babavotele. Hayi, thina asikho lokho esikusebenzayo, thina sisebenza ukuthuthukisa ilizwe lakithi. Abantu bakithi bayahlupheka kakhulu emforwethu. Ungaye United Nations othola bekhuluma ngePollard, uye African Union othola bekhuluma ngePollard, uye SADC othola bekhuluma ngePollard, uye la South Africa next door, ilizwe ngempela elithuthuke kakhulu esifisa ukufana nalo, lalo bakhuluma ngePollard. So laba bathi Pollard akulalutho ngamadlwane nje, hayi angazi ukuthi uzokholwa bani msakazi nalabo abalalela emakhaya. Kodwa engikuchoyo ukuthi siyasebenza, siyasebenza akudlalwa. Umsebenzi wethu nje very soon lizobona, abanye bamisuqala ukubonakala umsebenzi wethu. I-budget le ngikhuluma ngayo ka-2020, i-sanitary way ifakiwe khona lapho, isikhona. I-free education yinto esetshenzwayo ku-budget, kukhona konke lokho.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Khaliphani Phugeni, isikhulumeli somanyano wePollard ubexoxa icingweni lontungameli inkomo weStudio 7 ekwaBulawayo. Kwezemidlalo, umqeqeshi weqembu lomdlalo engukuqwele Highlanders uMark Harrison uthi bazimisele ukuphakamisa inkezo yeCastle Challenge Cup kusasa lapho abadibana lentshantshu zesigaba sePremier Soccer League iqembu leFC Platinum. Intatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Harrison uthi iqembu leHighlanders selikwenze konke okusemandleni nalo ukulungiselela imidlalo yalonyaka, njalo bawulindele ngamehlo abomvu kusasa, wona athi bakhangelele ukudlala kuhle banqobe.
So far we've had a very good pre-season.
Sibela amalungiselelo amahle kakhulu, silungiselela imidlalo yalonyaka, njalo abadlali bethu labo batshengise ukuba bayamukele kuhle lokhu ebesikwenza. Lo mdlalo wangomgqibelo ngumdlalo omkhulu kithi kanye lakuqembu leFC Platinum.
Umdlalo weCastle Challenge Cup udlalwa phakathi kweqembu eliphakamise isicoco seligi kanye leqembu eliphakamise inkezo yeChibuku Super Cup, njalo nyakenye iqembu leFC Platinum yilo eliphakamise isicoco seligi, kuthi eleBhoso yilo eliphakamise inkezo yeChibuku. Kusenjalo abadlali beqembu leHighlanders abawalisa ukapteni weqembu njalo nginozinti uAriel Sibanda, imvimbi uPeter Muduwa kanye lomgadli uPrince Dube. Gabasayi kuba yingxenye yeqembu elizamela ilizwe leZimbabwe kumncintiswano weAfrican Nations Championship iChan ngamafitshane, ngemva kokuba iqembu leBhoso lingabakhululanga ngoba lifuna bedlale kumdlalo weCastle Challenge Cup. Isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Football Association uXolisani Gwesela utshele intatheli zindaba ukuba abaqeqeshi beqembu lama-Warriors bathe laba badlali abasekho enhlelweni zabo.
Sithole umbiko ovela kubaqeqeshi beqembu lesizwe besithi abadlali beqembu leHighlanders kababuyanga ukuzololonga labanye, njalo ngaleso sizathu abasoze baye besabakhangela. Iqembu leHighlanders lona belisitshelile ukuba abadlali balo liyabasebenzisa kumdlalo weCastle Challenge Cup, kodwa abaqeqeshi bona bathathe isinqumo esokuba bahle bayekele ukuba yingxenye yeqembu lesizwe.
Ukwesela obe
kuhlelo Woza Friday lamhlanje silejaha elisakhulayo elipheka libuye njalo licule umdumo walezi nsuku owe-house music, umncedisi moyo odume ngelokuthi ngu-DJ Cooperman. Asizweni exoxa lo Ezra Jesus Manda we-Studio 7.
DJ Cooperman sekhathazile ngontoti zethu nqa ngomculo wakhe wamapiano, wona ke iwomculo othandwa ngontanga. maonondo utabuka kwa mahlaba ithwale enhlabuso
ngikhulele edolobheni lakobulawayo ke ngafunda esikolo seMilton High engenze khona i-high school yami ngasuka eMilton High ngaye epoli ke ngenza i-machine shop mechanical engineering fit and turner i-primary ngifunde e-Robert Redgold ngabuya ngahlangahlanganisa ngifundela seNsuka mini ke ngale njube.
Dalathe lakhe elitsha elishisayo umncedisi kungani kanti bembiza Cooperman?
Ngikhule ngithanda amamini Cooper kakhulu bengilokuzilungilungisa njengomuntu le ololwazi le engineering. I-apamelitsha leli ke singalo ke sihamba ngalo ke lithi uvukile umalambani ke lapha ke iningi labantu asebelizwile hayi bakhala kakhulu bafisa ukuthi ngabe sihlala senze nje mihla le mihla iminyaka le minyaka bakethi njoba thina silalela imusic yethu kakhulu imusic ethandwa ngabatsha ethandwa ngabantu esithanda ukugida kakhulu bekungamakwaito
indaba yakhe uthanda umculo wayeqala esemncane uCooperman ukulelalela imsakazo esizwa imculo etshiyeneyo.
Mina bengithanda ukwenza ukukhomboza ingoma zami ke ngirewind amakhasethi ngirekhoda laphana njengoba kade ngijilo ngaphambili ukuthi angilayela ama-hits ngirekhoda ke ngirewind ngirekhode ngi-edite laphana ukuthi lami ukuthi ngile ngoma entsha la bengikhompoza ama-ringing tones ama-phone to create ama-melodies abantu ukuthi nxa umuntu efuna i-ringing tone ethi ngifuna i-ring tone ngicela ingoma kamajayivana ngiyibuyele ngiyedi ngifunde ama-notes ngiyenze into ezinjalo yikho ke kwangakhaya lami ngagcina ngisidaka kahle umuntu akaqhubekele phambili ke ngento zomculo.
Umculo wakhe lo ohlakazayo uCooperman usebenze labanye abaculi
kuma projects lawa ke ngisebenze lo Bob Skinner ngisebenze lo Khwabarati bonke laba engibaqamba ngamajaha nje abakhona apho edolobheni lakobulawayo dabuka khona apho eZimbabwe ngisebenze lo umfundisi uMasofa wakwaShabalala ke kutrack econnect uManyonyoba ke lapha ke sikhuza abantu ukuthi bakithi sikhathele sikhathele bakithi bale nxa uthi yaphuma le bakhona abolova yikho sithi uvukile umalambane.
Luhlelo lakho mlaleli uwoza Friday isikhathi sedlule ngumangoye bakwethu phosela ilizwi lokugcina kubalaleli Cooperman.
Thina sisaqhubeka sakha umculo omnandi sakhela bona ngoba bona ibaba siphakamisayo kakhulu into engathi yami ungayithola ke khona pana ke ku-YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes, Cooperman, ngikhona ke ku-Facebook at Cooperman DJ, ku-Twitter ke uyangithola lapho. Sithi uvukile umalambane.
Sithi hey wena malambane wenzani? Hhayi ayisimetsho njalo uDJ Cooperman ke lo ebesigodiselayo kuhlelo hoza hoza Friday libe nempelasonto elithukela igama lami ngu-Ezra Jesus Banda.
DJ Cooperman esigqibela uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje igama lami ngu Chris Gande lilala.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.